Late Bloomers by Evelina Nieminen. Narrated by Heather Ross Sirola, Mike Kempf, and Evelina Nieminen. I've learned that people will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel. Maya Angelou. Part 1. Driven. The Runners. The man and the woman sitting by the window are my future parents. They do not know it yet, since I will be conceived later that evening. It is no accident that they have picked this bistro that serves Korean cuisine with an Arctic twist. Not every restaurant accommodates their diet. They talk fast and talk over each other at every turn. The man in his early 40s blazes. We can finally raise a glass. Congratulations, you old Terminator. An eager smile spreads all over the man. Thanks, dear. With this nuclear deal, I'm holding the biggest accounts by far. They toast, and the woman glances around in case other customers witness their success. To her disappointment, no eyes are tuned on them. As she regains her focus on the man, she suddenly remembers something she's been dying to share. I saw Natalie today at the Cleverly's launch event that I managed. How was she? How should I put it? Bigger. The man's expression lights up with excitement. Huh? How much? 8 pounds, I'd say. Good God. You know, already when we dated. The woman leans forward and for the first time in the evening, rests her phone on the table. Yeah? She'd binge-eat. I mean, her sessions would last from Friday till Sunday. The woman shivers at the news. No self-control? Nothing. What would she eat? Anything. Like what? Anything and everything. Meaning? Well, after she had finished all the ice cream, nuts, avocados, bread, the normal stuff, she'd move on to jams and firing bottled whipped cream straight down her gape. That's disgusting. And that's not even the worst part. Really? Yeah. Tell me. She'd finish it all by licking the butter she had pimped with sea salt. The woman sighs and stares the man in the eyes without blinking for seconds. The man nods as in understanding, and, for a short while, neither of them says anything. We have our Saturdays, but we'd never do jams or butter. Never, the man finally continues. Oh God, never. The woman rolls her eyes as though she were recovering from concussion. But you know, she gave an excellent keynote speech. Good for her. How's the wine? Too sharp. You're right. Then the man receives a text and, as he replies, the woman grabs her phone and replies to a couple of emails, takes a picture of their dishes, checks her Instagram feed, and sprays mist on her face and décolletage. Minutes fly by before they acknowledge each other again. The woman is going through her calendar. I've got an early start tomorrow. I'll shower at 6 and you at 6:10. How's that? Sure. How's your sleeping, by the way? Very good. Last night I even lost the sleeping mask and didn't wake up. The blackout curtains covered me up. Fantastic. Mine are bulletproof as well. And the pills? Heaven, I sleep like a baby. In order to maximize the quality of sleep, the couple has slept in separate rooms for 5 months now. Both of them are light sleepers, especially the woman. She wakes up at the smallest movements and sounds. When they shared a bed, she woke up each time he changed position. Her eye mask, earplugs, dental night guard, the special pillow that forces the head to remain in the optimal sleeping position, her microfiber duvet, offered no help. Since going their separate bedways, the woman has slept better. The man, however, has mixed feelings about the arrangement.